This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B-Belly BC, that's who.
Vince Guaraldi Trio from the album A Boy Named Charlie Brown, Linus and Lucy. Sounds like it was fun recording that tune, doesn't it? All those recordings, all the Vince Guaraldi recordings, sound like they were done in the same afternoon. Sounds like old mates playing to me. If you have any insight on such matters, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome you lot to the programme, pre-recorded in my house in North Manchester. For you it's a Sunday afternoon, for me it's last Thursday, does that make any sense? So don't expect live responses to any communiques, but I will read them in the coming few days. At the time that this programme's going out, incidentally, I'm going to be in Edinburgh with my best buddy Rachel. We're going to see my brother. My brother's performing in a comedy trio called Harvey Garvey and the Cane. Four stars in The Scotsman, ladies and gentlemen. That's my boy. So I'll probably run into some of you lot in Edinburgh this weekend. It's that kind of environment. I'm sure I'll run into some 6 Music listeners. Celebrated artist this week. Featured artist, I normally call it, but celebrated sounds better, actually, doesn't it? We're going to be celebrating Carol King this week. And her ex-husband, Jerry Goffin, as well, because they co-wrote most of the songs that she's famous for. And also, unusually, I'm going to have another featured artist this week. I'm going to have two tunes from Damien Gerardo. More about him as we approach his music. The Beckopedia will be dropping by, as always, and the whole thing will be peppered with lies and nonsense from me. Martin Robot Man Horsepool has been in touch from Auckland. He says, "Hi, Guy. I'm enjoying your show on a sunny crisp morning, Monday morning, rather, in Auckland, in my robot workshop. Looking forward to your gig down under. If you need a tour of the city or the Wild West Coast when you're in town, give us a call. Attached is a photo from this morning's robot build. Quite cool. What do you do for a living?" I build robots. It's a very cute looking retro robot, Martin, I have to say. Do these things actually move, mate? Or are they just... I like it. Can I ask for one? Am I allowed to ask for gifts over the BBC? Or does it contravene the rule? I'm pretty sure I'm not allowed to ask for a robot, Martin. Hint, hint. See you in Auckland. Here's the first one from Carole King, one of my celebrated artists this week. Here's Aretha Franklin performing her amazing song, "You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman." I love this tune. Would it be weird if I covered it?
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired.
Care if it's weird, I'm going to cover it. Aretha Franklin's version of Carole King and Jerry Goffin's "You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman." I absolutely adore that song. My other featured artist this week is Damien Girardo. I first heard of him through one of you lot. The song for Guy means that you recommend a song to me. And Kathy Wiggins, way back in 2010, recommended this song by Damien Girardo. He's got a real honesty to his voice. He's got a real everyman feel to his voice. And I really like his storytelling. This song's called Rachel and Callie. One of my featured artists this week, Damien Girardo. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Sunday.
Rachel, would it be alright if I stayed here in the car? There's too many people out there I don't know. It's not that I'm too shy, I cannot be polite. I just don't feel confident in crowds. Callie, you can do what you like. I'll probably be here a while. I'll leave you my car keys in case you wanna leave. Welcome to stay at my house. My parents will both be out. There's a blanket in the closet if you decide to sleep.
My featured artists, who I do spoil you, Damien Girardo. That song was called Rachel and Callie, and it was a song for Guy recommendation from Kathy Wiggins way back in 2010. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, base your choices on the music I already play on the station and the music I'm sometimes involved with making. It's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. We'll be hearing again from Damien Girardo before 4 o'clock when Iggy Pop takes to the air once more. Those programmes have been great. I've been really, really enjoying those programmes. What did we do before Six Music, ladies and gentlemen? Where, for instance, if Six Music didn't exist, would you go for your Tuareg space rock? Tammy Crest are Tuaregs. Tuaregs are a wandering nomadic tribe. I think they're Berbers. And they mix African influences with rock and pop from the West, and it comes out pretty space rock, if you ask me. Here for you is your weekly dose of Tuareg space rock, courtesy of Tammy Crest. New music on Six Music.
Yeah.
From Tammy Crest, that's called Janeg Etumast. Brilliant, eh? Did you know that we once covered this next tune? It might surprise some of you. And this is an example of music based on loops. The loops in this tune, the drum loops in particular, are deliberately out of time, but it gives it hips, it gives it groove, it gives it intensity. This is all building up to a loop special. A lot of you have already been in touch, rather, about music based on loops, the history of loops in music. Have a listen to this deliberately out of time drum sample on the wonderful Amory song, One Thing. Yeah, we were on Joe Wiley once, and Elbow covered that tune. I put a voice changer on my vocal. It was all rather silly, really. So yeah, do get your loop suggestions in for the loop special that's coming up soon. Maybe next week, maybe the week after. A lot of you have already been in touch, but what songs do you enjoy featuring obvious loops? Or what is the history of loops in music? It's going to be a fascinating show.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
I think in the morning, you just really want to know what's going on.
It's going to be a wet day.
Some of the music news in Matlab. You
know, the music news, the weather. And we've even got Professor Brian Cox letting us know what's going on out there in space and stuff.
Could it be that we're the only intelligent civilization in our galaxy?
I think it's really important that we get to the matters that affect, you know, everybody. We ask the key questions.
In the event of an apocalypse, which insect would rule the world? Which is the best air rod? The question is, have you ever ridden a giant rodent?
Did you have a chippy tea last night? Did you have an exotic tea? Did you have an old school fish fingers, chips and beans tea?
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
You know, they're just the big issues.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
This next tune is anything but looped. This is very organic, very live feeling. It's Scott Matthews. It's called Sweet Scented Figure, I should say. And this boy knows what to do with the guitar.
And now they're alert to your call.
do like it when people write an ending to a song. That was great, wasn't it?
Yes.
Scott Matthews and Sweet Scented Figure. That's Scott Matthews and Sweet Scented Figure. That was a song for Guy Recommendation as well, a long time ago. In fact, 2008. And I don't remember who sent it me. I didn't make a note of it, unfortunately. I never used to do that. We're going to hear now from Amy Levere. Her album Runaway's Diary is out now. This song's called Rabbit. Where's her notes? I made some notes on her. Here we go. She was born Amy Fant. She's an American and she's based in Memphis. She's also an actress. Her music's classified as Americana, combining a blend of classic country, gypsy jazz and southern soul. This is her third album and she's on Archer Records. Here she is. She's Amy Levere. I really like this.
Old man, I hear they call you rabbit, hopping town to town and jumping on the trains. Hey rabbit, can that train take me home? I know I need to, and I can't see how I got so lost, looking in that river full of rain. Watched its shadow box its banks, and I missed my boat.
Time now for the news. That wasn't very good.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. There are reports that 500 Yazidi people have been killed and buried in mass graves by jihadi militants in northern Iraq. The Iraqi Human Rights Minister says women and children have been buried alive. An RAF transport aircraft has made the first airdrop of British humanitarian aid by tens of thousands of Yazidis trapped on Mount Sinjar by fighters from the Islamic State. Ned Colt is from the UN Refugee Agency.
While at least 20,000 Iraqis apparently remain
remain on Sinjar today. Some have made their way to safety. Many of those who fled have now done so multiple times, and that's a big issue for us. They fled multiple times since January. As they move, the humanitarian community needs to resupply them with aid, and it's really difficult given these shifting populations and the fluidity of that movement.
Palestinian negotiators in Cairo are believed to have accepted an Egyptian proposal for a new three-day ceasefire in Gaza. Israel had walked away from talks after Hamas rocket attacks resumed, saying it would not negotiate while under fire. A Conservative MP has made a withering attack on the former Foreign Office Minister Lady Varzi after she widened her criticism of the Tories just days after resigning. She's warned about the number of people around the Prime Minister educated at public schools and highlighted what she sees as the Conservatives' poor record in wooing ethnic minority voters. Parts of Britain are experiencing heavy rain and strong winds caused by the tail end of Hurricane Bertha. The Met Office has issued a yellow warning for rain for most of the UK and is urging people to be aware of flooding, strong winds and large waves. The BBC weather forecaster Chris Falk says not everywhere will see the deluge.
Some areas will get a lot of rain today, 25 to 50 millimetres, whereas just down the road, you know, you just get a little bit of light rain and that will be about the size of it. Wind-wise, gusts today reaching around about 50 miles an hour across the south coast of England. And then this evening, the winds are really going to get strong to the northwest of England.
Six Music News.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Six Music.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Love I can be sure of.
Yes, Carol, I think I will. Carol King and Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? Let's have a little look at Carol, shall we? Her career began in the 1960s when, with her husband Jerry Goffin, she wrote more than 24 chart hits for numerous artists, many of which have become standards. She continued writing for other artists, and let me just have a look, where are the figures? Tapestry was her second album featuring her performing. The first one, Writer, didn't really meet with any approval. Tapestry went to the top of the US album chart and stayed there for 15 weeks in 1971 and remained in the charts for more than 6 years. In 2000, Joel Whitburn of Billboard magazine, who's a pop music researcher, named her the most successful female songwriter of the latter half of the 20th century. She co-wrote or wrote 118 pop hits that made the Billboard Hot 100. That's incredible, isn't it? 61 hits in the UK as well. And that was from her album Tapestry. She also wrote this tune with her ex-husband, Jerry Goffin, from the Monkees. Apparently wrote about where they lived at the time. This is Pleasant Valley Sunday. The Monkees performing Carole King and Jerry Goffin's Pleasant Valley Sunday. What an amazing talent she is. There's something really natural about her choice of words, and I think married with her delivery, her voice as well, when she performs her own music, there's something very, very natural and unassuming about the writing style. I heard this morning, when this being Thursday, pre-recording the show, I heard on the Today programme, a chap that had come on with a young lady who had written a poem. I can't remember the name of the awards. I am useless, I know. But it was a young person's writing award, and she'd written a lovely poem about how annoying a little brother was. And the guy said something very interesting. He said, when asked about the poetry, what was special, I think it was Michelle Hussain, interviewing him, when asked what was different about children's writing, he said it was the spontaneity, it was the sort of lack of self-consciousness that you don't get as you get older. He said great writers start spontaneous and then they lose that, and if they carry on and keep improving, they eventually find it again. And I thought that was a fascinating point to make. And I agree with him. So maybe it's something to do with her authenticity in her writing style. Maybe that's why it's so popular, because she somehow held on to that childlike spontaneity and honesty. Who knows? The Beckopedia probably knows, because she's incredibly clever. Here's our Beck now, with some recommendation for your ear holes. Now then.
Now then. It's often been said that there's a fine line between madness and genius, and there have been many well-documented cases of musicians succumbing to mental illness, but few have had such a slow and sorry decline as Jackson C. Frank. He was a singer-songwriter who learned guitar whilst recovering from the terrible childhood accident which haunted him for the rest of his life. He channeled all his emotions into his music, and his tender, melancholy blues sound was recognised and appreciated by his peers, leading to his one and only album, 1965's Jackson C. Frank, produced by Paul Simon. Although he was greatly valued by other musicians such as Sandy Denny, Nick Drake and Burt Jansch, he never had much commercial success, and by the late 60s he was besieged by writer's block and crippling depression. Thus began his slow descent into poverty and institutionalisation. By the 1990s, he was sleeping rough and barely recognisable as the young man with such an earnest, intense voice who had captivated his small but loyal audience with songs such as the moving Here Come the Blues. Mercifully, he spent his final years among caring friends, and he even began recording demos again. But his death at the age of just 56 was a sad end to a life often spent in the wilderness of mental illness, and a stark reminder of the preciousness of artistic expression. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
The days that go by, baby, like a southbound train. Well, it's funny thinking you won't ever call my name. Here comes lonely, how come? Well, there's nothing new, blue lady, that won't get old. It's a deal that's gone down, and I just better fold. Here comes lonely, here comes the blue. The sun has run down, oh, she's gone out to hide. Yes, and I'm out walking where midnight rides. Just me, the good time Charlie's, and the suicides. Here comes alone. here comes the blues. Well, Thursday's dry, yes, and Friday's just the same. Maybe come down Blue Monday, I will grab the brakes again. 'Cause no bottle of pills, babe, can kill this pain. Here comes along.
A sad song from a sad man, Jackson C. Frank, and his tragic life that left us such beautiful music, inspiring me to play another song by him later on in the programme, somebody covering one of his songs. Thank you very much to the wonderful Beckopedia.
I'm Iggy Pop, the musician. Join me Sunday afternoons from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music. I've got to be honest about my record collection in terms of its cool and say that it is superseded by the cool of what I store the collection in. I keep the vinyl in a leopard skin trunk from Canal Street in New York. Everything else is housed in a beautiful George III secretary. It's important to house your beloved music somewhere special. On BBC Playlister, you can find all the records that I've pulled out for my show. You can rummage through the music I've played, and you can add them to your own playlists for safekeeping. To find out more, go to the Six Music website.
He's a space nut, you know.
Have you seen the film Out of Sight? If you like a bit of old-school Hollywood screen chemistry between your leading lady and your leading man, then watch Out of Sight with the Clooney and Jennifer Lopez. There's something going on there. It's beautifully written. It's an Elmore Leonard story set to film. It's a really, really great film. You should watch it. And the soundtrack's brilliant. This from the Isley Brothers is on it. It's Your Thing. The film, once again, is called Out of Sight. If you're after a good movie and you've not seen that one, it's brilliant. The Isley Brothers and It's Your Thing. Did you know that Jimi Hendrix was in the Isley Brothers for a while? Hey? Amazing facts. There is some new music from Jimi Hendrix. Somebody's unearthed some stuff for another record. I had a listen to it, and it wasn't good enough to put out. So I don't recommend that record, and I love Jimi Hendrix. But I think they weren't released for a reason, in my humble opinion. If you disagree with me, guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Come on, bring it on. When my dad had his knee operation, I sent him a compilation, and I put this one on it, because I imagined him moving at a slower pace as he recovered. So I thought he needs something groovy and languid that makes him feel okay about walking slower. It's Herbie Hancock and it's Watermelon Man. Anyone with a limp, this is for you. For anybody with a limp, Herbie Hancock and Watermelon Man. Can you believe they pay me to say things like that? You don't have to answer that. Let's have some Cora. I find it so refreshing and relaxing to listen to as an instrument, and pretty much the unopposed masters of the Cora are Toumani and Siddiqui Diabaté. This is them with Rashid Ouyeguini.
Is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Belly BC, that's who.
I love you in the morning, our kisses deep and warm, your hair upon the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Yes, many love before us, I know that we are not new. In city and in forest they smiled like me and you, but now it's come to distances and both of us must try. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, to say goodbye. I'm not looking for another as I wander in my time. Walk me to the corner, our steps will always rhyme. You know my love goes with you, your love stays with me. It's just the way it changes, like the shoreline and the sea. But let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. You in the morning, our kisses deep and warm, your head on the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Yes, many love before us, I know that we are not new. In city and in forest they smiled like me and you. Let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye.
I I love the man's brain, I love the man's voice. Leonard Cohen, and Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye. A song for Guy from a mysterious Rachel, no last name, way back in 2009. Was this next one by Bobby Gentry? I did a little bit of research for you. Let me grab her file. She was born Roberta Lee Streeter. She got the name Bobby Gentry from a movie featuring a character called Rosie Gentry. She was encouraged by Bob Hope. And what else forgot to tell you? Oh, she got bored of performing somewhere in the 70s and decided not to do it anymore. This song was a hit for her in 1967, 4 weeks at number one, and is described on her wiki page as American Gothic. It really is incredibly dark. And I thought of Bobby Gentry because of my featured artist, Carole King. They have a similarly appealing, direct, everyman delivery. But this song, incredibly dark. Pay close attention to the lyrics. There's one that should really chill your bones in the penultimate verse. It's Bobby Gentry and it's Ode to Billy Joe. By the way, this is a favourite of Jessica Hoop, who's just landed back in the country after a little spell in the US. Welcome home, Hoop. Love you, Chuck.
Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. She said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe and put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. Saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. Your brother Taylor dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last.
spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Bobby Gentry, an ode to Billy Joe. Dark stuff, right? Let's do a gothic special. Find some dark lyrics. I don't want sort of horrible lyrics. I want suggestive, dark lyrics. Let's see if we can do a... I really didn't just ask the nation for a gothic episode, did I? That's only going one way. Maybe forget that last request. The song was is a favourite of Jessica Hoop, who quite often... sits in for me on this programme when I'm busy doing music and stuff. Another favourite deputy of mine is my old and dear friend Jimmy Goodwin. Here he is from his album Odlodeck, which is a gorgeous piece of work. This is Keep My Soul in Song. To describe what it's like working with Jimmy, he moves fast. He keeps the spontaneity in his music, as we've been discussing this programme. He keeps it by doing it fast, and if it works, it works, and he moves on. You can hear it in the instrumentation towards the end of the song. Even though it's a patient, lovely song, there's some pretty wild experimental stuff goes on near the end. That's exactly what it's like working with Jimmy. This to him, it's called Keep My Soul in Song, and it's from his album Odlodeck. The wonderful Sir Jimmy Goodwin. New music on Six Music for you there. That was Askja. He was born Askja Trausti Einarsson and he's Icelandic. Doesn't he sound like Bon Iver? Now I've mentioned Bon Iver, I'm going to have to play some before the end of the programme. But that beautiful song was called, where is it? I've just lost it. Where is it? It's called Was There Nothing. Beautiful, right? Yeah, that was Askja, A-S-G-E-I-R. You'll be able to see my track listing if you go to the Six Music website, if you miss the names of any of these songs. And yeah, I'm going to play some Bon Iver before the end of the programme. Another one now from Damien Gerardo, one of my featured artists this week. This is a new song from him called Metallic Cloud. And while you're listening to it, I'll find out if he's playing over here anytime soon. Damien Gerardo, everyone.
Here's a temporary fix. In case you don't come down, metallic cloud. Voice in the crowd. Change yourself.
From his 11th studio album, Brothers and Sisters of the Eternal Sun, that was Damien Gerardo and Metallic Cloud. He is indeed playing in the UK on the 14th of September, although on his website it says he's playing in Union Chapel in London and St Philip's in Manchester on the same night. Unless one of them's a matinee show, I think there must be a little bit of a mistake there on his website. If you are part of his UK team, do point that out. Where is Damien Gerardo playing around the 14th of September?
There was exploration.
Where are we? What on earth is this? It seems like a cave full of swings.
Surprises.
It's a little bit like a cinema, but for sound.
Sharing the latitude experiences that were off the beaten track.
One of the nicest things I think has ever happened to me. That was great. Thank you so much.
From art installations to weird and wonderful theatre performances, these are my favourite vibes at any festival.
This weekend, join Tom Ravenscroft and myself, Tom Robinson, as Six Music's festival tour continues, this time at Green Man.
We'll be hoping to stumble across some more gems of intrigue.
As well as having interviews and live sessions backstage from some of your favourite Six Music artists.
Tom Ravenscroft and Tom Robinson, live at Green Man.
Starts Friday night at 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
A song for Guy recommendation now from Timothy Lee. Kevin Ayres was the lead singer of Soft Machine. So proggy roots to this, but actually quite a sort of traditional structure. It's a long one. Let's see how much of it we get in before the news. It's called Whatever She Brings We Sing. It's Kevin Ayres, and it's a Song for Guy recommendation from Timothy Lee.
The good time. Good
what you got to do. Yeah, let's drink some wine and have a good time. But if you really want to come through, let the good time, good time have you. It's what you got to do.
Radio. 6 Music. BBC News at 3:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. An RAF transport aircraft has made the first airdrop to drop of British humanitarian aid to tens of thousands of refugees fleeing jihadist militants in northern Iraq. The Archbishop of Canterbury has called for Britain to open its doors to those displaced by the violence. The leader of the Catholic Church in England and Wales, Cardinal Vincent Nicholls, says it's also important to help those fleeing to Erbil.
That is a huge city, 1.5 million people. It's a wealthy, cosmopolitan city. They must be helped to protect and to welcome all those who are flooding into that city at this time. Certainly, those who wish to travel abroad should be welcomed.
Palestinian negotiators in Cairo say they've accepted an Egyptian proposal for a new 3-day ceasefire with Israel so that talks on a permanent truce can resume. Earlier, Israel had said there would be no more negotiations until militants had stopped firing rockets into its territory. A Conservative MP has strongly criticised the former Minister Lady Varzi, who resigned last week, claiming that she'd embarrassed herself. The former co-chairman of the Conservatives, Lady Varzi, said the party must do more to attract ethnic minority voters. Alex Shelbrook, the MP for Elmet and Rothwell, said it said more about her than about the Conservative Party.
I think it's more of an embarrassment to herself today that she has moved from her principled resignation about an issue she believes strongly in to then start criticising the government in many other areas which haven't reflected in her original resignation.
Weather forecasters are warning that most parts of Britain are likely to see an inch of rain today as the remnants of Hurricane Bertha pass over the country. More than 30 flood warnings are in place. And a couple with a shared love of cycling have tied the knot while taking part in a mass bike ride in London. Gary Watson and Lisa Russell stopped in Richmond Park to get married at Pembroke Lodge before carrying on the race onto the finish line at the Mall. 6 Music News, your next update is at 4:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Belly BC, that's who.
Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain, wherever I have
Send out for whiskey, baby, send out for gin. Me and room service, honey, me and room service, baby, me and room service will be living a life of sin. When I'm not drinking, baby, you are on my mind. When I'm not sleeping, honey, when I ain't sleeping, mama, when I'm not sleeping, oh, you know, you'll find me crying. Try another city, baby, another town, wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues come following. Living is a gamble, baby, loving's much the same. Wherever I have played, wherever I've thrown them dice, wherever I have played, the blues have run the game. Maybe tomorrow, honey, someplace down the line, I'll wake up older, so much older, mama, I'll wake up older and I'll just stop all my trying. Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain, wherever I have gone. Wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues are all the same.
The Beckerpedia's choice this week was by Jackson C. Frank, as was that last song, covered there by Headless Heroes, fronted for the purposes of that cover by the wonderful Alayla Dian. I really love her voice. That was Blues Run the Game. Another song for Guy recommendation some time ago from Richard Fox. So there you go, a beautiful song that I wouldn't know if it wasn't for you lot giving me your suggestions. Many thanks, Richard. One of my featured artists this week, as well as Damien Girardo, is Carol King. This one, an absolute favourite of mine. From her very, very famous album, Tapestry, this is It's Too Late.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing. Oh,
to feel it too. Still I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't fake it. Oh, no, 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 no.
Carol King and It's Too Late. I mentioned Bon Iver earlier on and decided that I must play him. You can't mention an artist as good as him and then not play a tune. This beautiful thing is called Restacks. It's from the album Forever, Forever Ago. And the opening line is really interesting. This my excavation and today is Qumran. I had to Google Qumran, I had no idea what it was. It's the village, the ancient village, east of Jerusalem, where the Dead Sea Scrolls were found in a cave. So there you go, there's an image to open this beautiful song. He sounds very, very tired on this song. It sounds like he's been working hard. There's some great sort of gambling images in it as well. And a good soupçon of heartbreak. Yeah, it's Bon Iver and For Emma Forever Ago. The song's called Restacks.
Oh,
That gorgeous thing was Bon Iver and Ree Stax from the album Forever Ago.
Six Music recommends.
I think the most exciting thing about recommends is that it's all new, so it's all completely fresh.
I can take the wildest musical palette to an audience that are really ambitious, really hungry for new sound.
Searching for new bands and looking for music. It's one of those things which allows you to fall in love on a fairly regular basis.
It's an hour of my favourite discoveries, some of which I've found in record shops, some of them which I've poached from my own Friday show.
Directly from artists and boutique labels across the world.
We need to get the word out about fantastic new music so that people who hear it can go out and see those bands play live, they can buy their records. That's what it's all about.
Six Music recommends. With Lauren Laverne, Marianne Hobbs, Tom Ravenscroft and myself, Steve LeMay. Monday to Thursday nights from midnight
on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Here's another lush, beautiful thing with a kind of easy and flippant and lovely sentiment. It's my mate Rufus Wainwright and the song is Want.
Don't wanna make it rain. Just want to make it simple. Don't wanna see the light. I don't want to know the answers to any of your questions. I don't want, no, I really don't want to judge. Just wanna be my dad. This light sprinkling of my mother. And work at the family store. And take. But
Wainwright and Want. Keaveney, Sean Keaveney came round to my house the other week. We went out into town and we got more than a little drunk, please drink responsibly. And then we came back to mine and sat in me armchairs in my study and listened to music together. And at one point, Sean was talking to me without opening his eyes, honestly, without opening his eyes once for about 45 minutes. and that was one of the songs that played. That's all I've got time for this week. I thought I'd end on that bombshell for you. Do remind Sean that I said that. I'll see you next week. Thanks to Michelle, Peter and the Beckopedia and everybody who sent in Song for Guy recommendations. This week I'm going to play out with Hong Kong by Gorillaz. I love Damon Albarn's voice and I love this song. And my old friend Stella playing violin on it. The second time ever that I've heard Stella on a record and recognised her playing, eh? Is a gold. So I'm going to play it on that. A little bit bored of Bill Evans. You can't have the same tune every week, can you? Iggy Pop up next, unless you're listening to the Midnight Edition. Yeah, do take care of yourselves. See you next week. Here's Gorillaz.
Swallow me, I'm a pill on your tongue. light, it begins to explode, and all the people in a dream wait for the machine, pick the shit up, leave it clear. Hell was beautiful, but nothing.